job. Then he sent those ships from Street McCaffrey's and bought this pig. With his money there.
They brought the pig?
Yes, that's right. The native tribe brought us a pig, and, well, they're very valuable there. For a toothpick, you can easily get a wife there.
Oh. Well, listen, if you don't think pigs are valuable here, you're crazy. We may come to the point in this country where a couple of pigs will get you a good wife, too. If the natives were so friendly, they must have been pretty well governed. Just how did the Dutch handle that? Did you tell us briefly?
Well, we tried to make them independent and only help them with everything. For instance, we protected them, and only natives were allowed to buy land. And they had their own crops and so on. We made to have them as independent as possible.
Well, now we know why the Dutch had such fine colonies.
Well, colonies is the wrong word. They're equal parts of the Dutch kingdom.
Oh, I stand corrected. Well, do you want to go back there?
I'll certainly like that. First thing we have to do is get our friends there free.
Well, are any of your family there?
Yes, one of my brothers there is presumed to be a prisoner of war, and five of my wife's brothers.
Mm-hmm. Well, to a man like you, I imagine these things can't be terribly important, but we want you to have a couple of reminders from Bromo Seltzer. We have a beautiful big three-suiter wardrobe suitcase, and we know that you have admired it in a downtown store here. That is a beauty. For Mrs. Denauden, we have a white rawhide fitted weekend case with blue satin lining, and it's very, very smart. Isn't that a beauty? I think you like it. All right, Bart.
Okay, Warren. And our next box popper is about 6 feet three, maybe a little bit more. I don't know, but he's tall, dark, and girls, he's handsome. And he looks very competent, too, to me. Don't look around. He was a cadet at the Royal Military Academy at Breda. Is that correct, Breda?
That's correct.
In Holland, when the Germans came in. But because some of his family are still over there, we're simply going to introduce him to you now as Cadet Sergeant Tim. Is that right? Tim.
Tim.
Tim. Yes.
Tim.
Tim, after... You don't have to get quite so close there. That microphone just can't reach to you, can it? After you escaped from Holland, you passed through England, didn't you, on your way to the United States?
Yes, I did.
Did you see any American soldiers over there?
Oh, a whole bunch.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, did they sort of give you any help on American slang or anything like that?
No, but they gave me a lot of telephone numbers from New York.
Just one more question along that line. Did you stay long in New York? But let's go on, Pim. That's the funny part of it. Before you escaped from Holland, though, you did live for a while under Nazi occupation?
Yes, for 1.5 years.
One and a half?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit what it's like to live under?
It's not much fun, though. I mean, you just live, you know, it's all.
Just live, huh?
Yeah.
Well, do you know what caused to be hungry in those days?
Oh, yes, I guess.
You did?
Yes.